The Gemara Mem Aleph Amud Beis has the following scenario, where it quotes the Gemara Idmar Hevi Lifneim Teinim Vanav Mitocha Suud. If you get fruits in the middle of the meal, Amar Avuna Tuunim Bracha Lifneim Vein Tuunim Bracha Lachreim. So you have to make a different bracha rishona, even though you washed and you ate bread. You have to make a new bracha rishona. You don't make a bracha achrona. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman Tuunim Bracha Lifneim Vein Tuunim Bracha Lachreim. And so too, Rav Nachman said the same thing. And Rav Sheshis argued, and basically Rav Papa concludes at the end of this little piece of Gemara, Hilchasa Dvar Mabayim Machmasa Suda Betocha Suda Eintu an Imbracha Lo Lifneim Lo Achreim. Things that are really part of the meal, that are brought in the middle of the meal, you don't require a bracha rishona. They're putter from the bread, and they're going to be putter by the Birkas Hamazon at the end. But if they don't really have what to do with the meal, and they're brought in the middle of the meal, tu'unim bracha lefneim, ve'ein tu'unim bracha l'achreim. You need to make a bracha, you need to make a new bracha rishona on them, but you don't have to make a bracha achrona on them. That is what we saw in the name of Rav Huna, as well as Rav Nachman. So that's the Psak Halach according to Rav Papa. Now, exactly what this applies to is a little bit questionable in the Rishonim. Rashi has an interesting interpretation that we're not going to get into. Obviously, you have to read the Gemara with Rashi, but for now, we'll assume, like the Pashup Shat in Tosos and the Rov Rishonim, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that we're talking about meal foods versus foods that are only eaten for the sake of the taste. Right, the way they discuss it is that there are foods that are eaten the svia. You eat them so you can fill yourself up from the meal, and that's the main courses of the meal itself. And in those days, obviously, the bread was the ikker, and halachically, the bread is still the ikker. But nowadays, we eat a lot of meat and vegetables and side dishes. So that's the ikker of the meal, and it's obviously all pater from the hamotzi, and it's covered in the Birkas Hamazon. However, if let's say on Rosh Hashanah, so you're going to wash, and you know as part of the meal you're going to have an apple, and you're going to have some pomegranate and some dates and all the different simanim. There, you're mamish eating them, having nothing to do with the meal itself. That's just a simanim. You want to be mekayim the idea of simanim milsa. And therefore, you're going to have these different things. These require their own separate bracha, even though you already washed. So this is what the Gemara is talking about. And obviously another application of the Gemara, even though I didn't read the next line in the Gemara for a reason, but we'll leave that out for now. But the most obvious case where this applies is when one eats dessert. Now nowadays there is a rumor that doesn't apply. The idea of making a separate bracha rishon on dessert doesn't apply in the United States of America and similar places where we have dessert kemat at every meal. So first of all, it's not so posh. It's just the metzias is not necessarily true. We don't necessarily have dessert at every meal. And therefore, it's not so posh that every time you're going to wash, you're going to have dessert. And therefore, it's questionable whether that would be. But let's say every Shabbos meal that a person washes, he has dessert. And therefore, maybe the din is that the dessert is already considered ba machmas asuda. It's considered part of the meal, and you wouldn't have to make a separate bracha rishona on the dessert. So, if you look in the Shaar HaTzion in Siman Kufayin Zayin, Sivkat and Zayin, he contradicts this explicitly. I mean, those who say this in the name of the Chafetz Chaim, that he said that in a place where they mamish eat dessert every meal, so you wouldn't have to make a separate bracha on dessert. So if you look in the actual writings of the Chafetz Chaim, i.e. the Shaar HaTzion and the Mishnah Berurah, he writes explicitly, V'af b'mkomo shenagu lecho peros mevusholim b'chol su'uda levasof. In a place where they always eat this dessert, they eat these cooked fruits. It's still logical to say that that's not considered ba machmas asuda. Kevin shal kol ponim rak lekinua chaim boim v'lo lelafes apas v'gam lo lemazon ulasova. These are things that you're eating for the taste. You're not really eating them for the sake of filling yourself up or to be a condiment for the bread, and therefore there is no reason to think that it would be potter with the hamotzi that you made at the beginning of the meal. So whatever one thinks about the rumors that the Chafetz Chaim changed his mind, in his Mishneh Berurah, in the Shaar HaTzion, he writes explicitly that one is supposed to make a separate bracha on dessert. And he says, even if the minig ha-makom is to eat this at every single meal. So it would be very difficult to suggest that that he would change his mind and not write it down somewhere. And in general, it's always a little iffy when you have... Listen, obviously, if you have a Maisa Rav that you heard from this Rav that he changed his mind from what he wrote in the Sefer and he holds now differently, so okay, so who am I to tell you not to do what you heard with your own ears? But no one actually is alive to testify that the Chafetz Chaim said, don't follow the Mishneh Berurah and do this instead. People like to tell stories, and some of the stories are true, but nevertheless, it's hard to go against what he wrote to say that he changed his mind. More along the lines of people tell the story is that he never imagined such a place that they'd be so wealthy they eat dessert at every meal. But it's not true. In the Mishneh Berurah, he writes, even in a place where they eat dessert at every meal. Okay, but there is perhaps an exception to this rule, where if you look earlier in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Samaches, and this really comes up on Daf Mem Beis, where it discussed the concept of Pasa Baba Kisnin, and being Kovei Asuda on Pasa Baba Kisnin, but for our purposes here, they talk about if a person is going to eat Lachmanios in the middle of a meal. So what are they? Okay, we're not going to get into what they are, but the Shulchan Aruch describes them, and they're definitely things that are Mizonos. So in that case, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you make a Mizonos and an Alamichya on these things. Obviously, if you're Kovei Asuda on them, you have to wash and bench. But then he adds, V'i'achaluhu b'toch asuda, shalom achmas asuda, if you just eat them in the middle of the meal, not as part of the meal, but just because you want to enjoy the flavor, tu'unim bracha lifneim v'lo lachreim. Then you follow the rule that we stated explicitly in the Gemara, that you make a bracha rishona on them, but you don't make a bracha achrona on them. So he's saying that you have to make a separate bracha. If you have some kind of a cake, some kind of a cookie in the middle of the meal, you have to make a separate bar minei mizonos on them. And that's the standard psak. And in the Mishneh Berurah here, he quotes from the Magen Avram, and he's saying that since you're not eating them for the sake of the meal, so obviously it follows the normal rules. Okay, now in the Bir Halacha here, Divra Maskel Te'unim Bracha Lifneim, he quotes the Mishneh Berurah, and he says that this is the standard rule with all mizonos. He says, however, it's a little bit different than you might think in the way the Mishneh Berurah himself understands things. Why? He says, Aval Adidan, de Misafkinon, Bepasav Abekistin, Ma Hu. We ourselves are not clear on what actually constitutes Pasav Abekistin. Now, I can't get into, we're short on time, so I can't get into the whole discussion as to what the suffix is. Maybe we'll talk about that next time. But the Shulchan Aruch talks about three types of Pasa Baba Kisnin, and he says, the halacha is kedivrei kulam. We paskin that in these three types of Pasa Baba Kisnin, so we're makel on all three, and you say mizonos alamichya on all three of these types of pasa baba kisnin. The bikitzer, one type is a pocket filled with, you know, you have a dough filled with sweet stuff. Another one is crackers that are brittle, but they're made of flour and water. And a third one is a sweet cake, you know, where it's basically the dough, but a lot of additives and sugar and ingredients into the dough. So in all three of those cases, the Mechaber Paskins, you make a mizonos and an alamichya. And the question is, why did he give that psak? So the Mishneh Berurah, and the Bir Halacha is quoting his understanding of that right here, he's saying that the whole reason the Mechaber was Mekel is that he's not sure what the definition of Pasa Baba Kisnin is, and therefore he says you have to be Mekel by all three based on the concept of Safik Derabanan L'Hakel, that you're going to make a Mizonos and an Almechia and not chance the Hamotzi if it's the wrong Bracha. So then he says, but based on that, so he says, so he says, if you have the type of mizonos that is not definitely mizonos according to all three of the classifications, dahainu, what would be a case where it's definitely mizonos? So if you have a crunchy dough, which also has additives, and it's also sweet, so then everybody would agree it fulfills all three opinions. So in that case, there is no suffix whether or not to make a bracha of mizonos. Because let's say, for example, you have a chocolate chip cookie. So I think a chocolate chip cookie would qualify as all three. Why? Because it's crunchy. Even a chewy chocolate chip cookie still it's not a bread that's risen. So if you have a chocolate chip cookie, or if you have a flaky apple pie or something like that, so there it's all three, because the dough is sweet, it's crunchy, or it's not really risen like bread, and there's a filling or there's some additives in there like the chocolate chips or the apple pie or whatever it is. So that's definitely pasa babakistan according to everybody. So he says therefore everybody would agree in that case, that type of a mizonos, you would definitely, if you're eating that kind, chocolate chip cookies for dessert, you're eating pie for dessert, so you definitely would have to make a separate mizonos on that dessert. However, so he says, maybe the opposite is true with other types of pasa babakistan. So that's not, doesn't fit into all three categories. Maybe it's a suffix, maybe this is really pas, and it was really covered by the hamotzi. So if this is really pas that was covered by the hamotzi, then already you have a suffix, maybe you shouldn't make a bracha on the mizonos. And thus the Mishnah Berurah recommends that unless it is definitely pasa babakistan, according to all the categories, you shouldn't make a separate mizonos on the dessert, cake, or whatever it is. So let's say you have some type of rugelach or something like that, where there is chocolate in there and the dough is a little bit sweet, but it's a thick dough that's like a bread or babka, that it's a thick bread dough. So maybe according to one of the three possibilities, it's not like a cracker. So therefore you shouldn't make a separate mizonos at the end of the meal on this kind of a babka or it's hard to imagine that's not pasa babakistan, but okay, it doesn't fit into all three categories. Now, So this is the reason why some people don't make a mizonos, even though they make a bracha on all other desserts. Now, it's hard to say for sure that this is what the Mishnah Berurah is getting at, because again, it has to be the type of pasa babakistan where it's not definitely all three. You can't really make a blanket rule that you shouldn't make a mizonos at the end of a meal, because a lot of the types of pasa babakistan that we eat are vadai pasa babakistan according to all three categories. That's point number one. Point number two is that even if you accept this idea that maybe it was covered by the bread, that's only if you accept the Mishnah Berurah's definition of how the Mechaber arrived at his conclusion of pasa babakistan. So if it's based on the suffix, whether pasa babakistan might be this, might be that, so it has to be like all three in order to be vadai pasa babakistan. So that is one way to learn the Shulchan Aruch. However, there is a significant opinion in the Achronim, most notably, I guess it's the opinion of the Nesivos HaMishpat, that he holds that the definition of pasa babakistan is not based on those three strict definitions. It's really based on meal foods versus snack foods. So it's the type of situation where if the food is generally being eaten in order to eat a meal, so in other words, pizza, for example, would be pasa babakistan if you just say that it's based on the strict definitions of the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, you'd make a mizonos on pizza as long as you weren't eating pizza as a meal, which we almost always do. But if you hold that it's meal foods versus snack foods, and the three examples given in the Shulchan Aruch are just examples of meal foods versus snack foods, and when the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the halacha is like all of them, because these are all valid snack foods, so any dessert food that you're going to eat at the end of a meal, as long as it's clear that this is not the type of food, you're going to say, what are you having for lunch? I'm having 10 cookies. Are you having 10 chocolate chip cookies for lunch? Are you having 10, you're having 5 pieces of babka for lunch? So it happens to be la halacha, if you're eating a whole seuda of pasa babakistan, you would wash and bench. But nobody eats those as meals, and therefore, according to the Nesivus's way of looking at things, these are vadai pasaba bikisnin, and you would definitely make a mizonos if you are going to eat those for dessert. So that's why you have really two reasons to make a mizonos on dessert. Number one, even according to the Mishnah Brura, if it's definitely pasaba bikisnin, and number two, according to the Nesivus, most of these foods are definitely pasaba bikisnin, and you don't have that suffix to begin with. Now, there's one last caveat. Some of the Brachos books quote, and then I saw quoted in the Vesein Bracha Brachos book by Rav Bodner, I think that is that he quotes B'Shem Rav Scheinberg that if you really saved room for dessert, like sometimes you can have some pie at the dessert and you really want to eat a lot of it or you want to really enjoy it and you saved room, you dafka not full, so then it's hard to say that you're not eating it for the sake of su'uda, you're just eating it l'kinuach ba'alma. So that's a very hard thing to quantify. But really you could say that for everything, anything could fill you up. So it's very hard to quantify that point. And in general, you have to say that if you'd walk away from most meals that we eat, if we would walk away from the table, even before we get to the end of the meal, we would be completely satisfied and full. And certainly if we walk away from the table before dessert, we would be completely full. So generally speaking, if you've eaten a good meal and then you want to eat pasa babakistan for dessert, so you have strong grounds upon which to make a mizonos, definitely according to the Sivas, and you have to, according to the Mishnah Brura, you have to become a little more expert in the definitions of pasa babakistan to know what to do.